At Morning Alt is our Twitter, also at Alt
1019. It's stupid as sh.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Yoko Ono has opened up about the speculation over John Lennon's sexuality, which I didn't know was a thing until Yoko Ono just told me that it was. She says, yeah, John and I had a big talk about bisexuality. And he was like, I think everybody's bisexual. And he said, yep, I guess I have a desire to make out with dudes and stuff. But I don't have a strong sexual desire towards another woman, Yoko.
Uh-huh.
But everyone else, you bet.
Right.
This is the least surprising thing about John Lennon.
I was going to say, this does not shock me whatsoever.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, guys, I told you I was into free love. As long as it was free.
Oh,
hi, John.
I'd never pay for love. That's the real story. I was very cheap. I would never buy premium petrol, for instance. Kiss a guy on the lips, sure. I can't get taxed on that, can I?
Okay, you know, we knew you were into free love. What about peace, John Lennon?
Oh, yeah. I love peace. Don't you, Foo?
Sure. What's wrong with peace?
I love peace in every way. I love a piece of ass as well. And you know, when I met Yoko, she was an avant-garde artist, but she was always very quiet, and so she really didn't speak up about my affairs. She seemed fine with it.
Yeah, this is not shocking whatsoever. I figured he was into everything that could offer love.
Free love of all kinds.
Yes.
Dusty, who is curious about bi-curiosity, you must be somewhat curious about this.
Right.
Story,
I'm at least curious about about bisexuality like you are about fetishes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Very much
same thing.
Yes. All right. And what's going on with Charlize Theron, Lindsay?
Oh, so there were rumors that she ghosted Sean Penn and that's how they ended their relationship. And she's commenting about it, saying that the media feels the need to sensationalize things, that they were just in a relationship. It didn't work out. They decided to separate, and that's it. She never ghosted him.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Would we judge her for ghosting?
Absolutely not.
Have you ghosted, Fook? I've ghosted.
Everyone's.
Sure, we've all, yeah.
I don't.
Right? Lindsay?
I don't think I've ghosted.
No?
Not a relationship. I've ghosted, like, when I maybe went out on a couple dates with somebody, and then just was like, okay, no, it's not good. But never anything.
Yeah, I don't know what the qualification is for ghost to not ghosting. I feel like most of the time I've been somewhere in between where, like, we had a bad date and I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll see you later. But the I guess there,
yeah.
I didn't say I'd see you later.
No.
And then not, I said I guess.
Oh, I've been
I'll
in
see
a
you later.
Straight up, like, relationship where he just stopped talking to me.
Mm, that's ghosting, yeah.
Yeah.
That was ghosting.
How long had you been dating before that?
That was in college. That was like 4 months or something.
Let's
and then
see,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
good.
That was bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you upset with Sean Penn about this or?